The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "They will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes'? Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard this parable, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. The kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit. Now, Jesus told this parable on Tuesday of Holy Week. And I hope you can tell that it is an allegory, right? Everything in this parable stands directly for something, and the Pharisees are supposed to put the pieces together and know that it referred to them. But for you and me, what? God is the vineyard owner. You and I were like the tenants of the vineyard. And the vineyard is like your life. And at the end of it all, the owner of the vineyard is going to want to see that you've produced good fruit. So I got one just very simple little idea to share with you here this afternoon. Just one simple idea. What you sow, you will grow. You're going to bear good fruit in the vineyard that is your life? Answer me this. What are you planting in that vineyard even right now? When I was a little boy, I was greatly deprived because my mother would not let me see the same television shows that every other kid got to see, and I wasn't allowed to go to the same movies that all the other kids were allowed to go to see. And you hear that and you think, good for your mom, right? Good for her. That's just good parenting. Because children have impressionable young minds, and you know, they're trying to learn the difference between right and wrong. Well, here's something to keep in mind. A lot of grown-ups don't realize that adults have impressionable minds as well. Whether you know it or not, what you see, what you read, and what you choose to listen to is changing you. What you sow, you will grow. The people who produce media, television, movies, news, are interested in one of two things. Number one, they're interested in getting you to think just like they think, okay? Or they're interested in selling you something. But either way, they're not trying to make you a better person. And you are being changed by what you see, by what you watch, and by what you choose to listen to. Now, I hope that's perfectly clear when it comes to sinful things. You want to steer clear of that. But truth be told, it's true for everything. Did I ever tell you the story that when I was in the monastery, they wouldn't let us read the news? It's part of the rule of the monks. The prior of the monastery read the news and wrote up a summary of the news and printed it because, as they said, the news is vexatious to the spirit. I used to actually be in news media. I don't know if I mentioned that either. I used to be a news broadcaster for NBC. And my editor used to tell me on a regular basis, don't ever forget, he said, agitate, agitate. Now, news is designed to make you angry. Now, you don't have the benefit of living in a monastery and seeing somebody's nice, sanitized summation of the news, right? And you got to stay informed. But do keep this in mind. Ask yourself what you're letting into your life, to your vineyard, that is. It affects you. It changes you. And what you sow, you do in fact grow. And this is not just true for things you want to keep out. This is something to think about because it's true for what you want to put in as well. Every day, every priest is required to say the hours of the liturgy of the hours. 5 times a day. A lot of you pray the liturgy of the hours, you know exactly what I'm talking about. 5 times a day, you got to call time out in your day and read a little prayer that consists in meditating and praying on the Psalms. Every single day. And you know what that does? That puts the scriptures into your mind such that you can't help that throughout the course of the day you remember those scriptures. And the events of the day become filtered through those scriptures, and you can turn your whole day into a prayer. And you think to yourself, boy, that's really beautiful. Can I do something like that in my life? And the answer is, yeah, choose it. Plant it. You can choose, and you have to make this deliberate choice to choose to place edifying and beautiful things in your day, because what you sow, you will grow. Sometimes I'll listen to real peppy music. I'll be exercising or something like that. I want something to keep me going. And there's some popular hit music that I'm listening to, and it has some really catchy tune. Okay. And when it's over, I felt like I've been entertained. But then you'll sit down and you listen to an overture from Mozart. And when you're finished listening to it, you feel like you've been edified. It's like you're a better person. Now, this is a subject of an entire separate homily, but good music and good art should have that effect on you. It should make you a better person, but you can make the choice to plant into your day things that have that consequence, all right? What you sow, you will grow. We're only on this earth for a very short time. And when it's over, the Lord of the vineyard wants to know whether we've borne good fruit. Let's choose to plant within our lives and within our hearts that which grows to God's glory. Amen.